Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I've made my resolution.
My day has been really good. Didn't do a whole lot, but just hang out at the house and catch up on a few things. But that's life. We just have to take it one day at a time, right? It will get better. Sometimes it looks, you know, pretty bleak and like things are not going to change and all this stuff. But, you know, Spirit will bless us and keep us in the wings of him or her. All right, let's go ahead and open with a prayer, and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I pray that you would just be with those that are listening right now and just help us follow after you more and more and just hang in there when things look a little tough for us. And we just know that you're in control of everything that happens, and we appreciate that so much. And I say namaste. I want to say amen. Let's go ahead and take some calls. 111, you're on the air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are very angelical. I just have a question for you. I apologize. I just is very nervous. Do you see this white man here, which is not far from me? That the hearing is on Thursday. Do you see me going? Actually.
Yes.
I really pay him.
Oh, you've already paid him?
Yes, it's paid off. He just has to update. That's why. Are you able to tune into? Are you able to tune into him, please?
Okay, I'll do my best. What is his first name? Just his first name.
Robert.
Robert. Okay. Thank you. I feel like this is all going to come to an end very, very quick. There's going to be some vacant houses. Things are just going to be moving there a whole lot. So you just have to swing with it and everything like that. But, you know, don't let fear, one thing I would tell you is don't let fear deter you from what you want to do. Okay?
So do you see him clearing the situation or I still have to go? What do you see in his mind?
I see you have to go to court.
So he's not going to clear it?
No.
So is he going to prosecute me?
No.
I have to get a lawyer?
Yes, you need a lawyer, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take 520. You're on Earth. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Do you see me and my boyfriend working it out? I asked him for more of a commitment. What do you see with that, please?
Yeah, I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
Do you see me and my boyfriend working it out? I asked him for a bigger commitment.
Right. You should have an answer by the end of the month from him.
Is it positive or negative?
I think there's still going to be some talking that has to be done, but I don't think I'm splitting up.
Okay. All right. Well, the end of the month is only a few days away.
Right. Yeah. It's not very far at all. So, just hang in there. I mean, you know, I know that sometimes relationships can be a little rocky, but you know, I feel like you're going to meet that right person. So.
Oh, it's not with my boyfriend then?
No, it is with him. I mean, it is with your boyfriend now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Let's go with 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika. I just wanted to know, I have some anxiety about like going to work tomorrow because the person I talked to you about that I care about, we work together. So I'm just wondering how you see this week going and how you see things going between him and I and, like, you know, like what's going on with him.
Okay. I just feel like he's just totally confused. I mean, I think that he's got a whole bunch of problems right now. But, you know, he'll get better. But what I'm seeing is just chaos. You know, I know that he really loves you and would pursue a relationship with you. It's just going to be in his timing, and his timing is not right now. So you just have to keep on trusting the Spirit within you to guide you. But, you know, I really feel like, you know, it's going to be all right down the line. So just have to iron out some wrinkles right now. So
he doesn't have feelings for me like that anymore? He's not, and we're over, or care about me, and are we not over?
Yeah, I mean, he cares about you. So, I mean, that's all I'm picking up right now. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
No problem. All right, let's go with 956. You're on there with me. Hello. You will be in a minute. Okay.
Hello,
there you are. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. My question to you is, what can you pick up as far as me having a possible relationship sometime this year? A committed relationship.
About November. Second week in November.
Wow. Second week
yep.
of November. Is it a new person or somebody that...
I think that a new person is going to be walking into your path. And he's really a nice guy. I mean, I can see that energetic-wise. But, you know, you just got to trust Spirit to guide you. But that's what I'm seeing right now for you.
Sometime in November. Oh, wow. That's in my birthday, actually.
All right. Things are coming together.
Awesome. That's really good. Thank
right.
you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you. Good night. Have a good night.
You too. All right. Hold on. Switchboard is not working. Ah, there we go. 607, you're on everything. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I was wondering if you see me being evicted or running back to the hospital and leaving all my things behind, or like leaving the apartment.
I'm not sure. I'm not really picking up much about that for whatever reason. The only thing I keep hearing is, you know, you got to walk your path and, you know, and find that direction that you need in your life. Things can look dark at sometimes in our lives. There's always light, and, you know, that is coming your way. So, all right?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in. All right, this is the last call of the evening. And it is 480. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, Michael. This is Mike. I was calling to find out if you see a move coming up. I'm in Las Vegas, and I'm thinking about Portland, Dallas, or Florida.
I think that you would be better in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like Florida would be a good place energetic-wise for you. I was going to say Dallas at the beginning, but when you mentioned Florida, that's what I'm seeing you in Florida. I mean, I don't know how long you're going to be in Florida, but, you know, that's what I see for you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's all the callers. I appreciate everybody that's called in tonight. So just continue to market to your favorite, because right now we're doing shows from different locations and it gets a little chaotic at times. But, you know, Spirit will lead the way for this program and for us as individuals. So, all right. I appreciate you guys. We will be back on air. You just have to patience. I don't know exactly right now. So, all right. Have a good night.